Well, the colour and the atmosphere just goes up a notch or two under a moonlit sky here in Doha at Education City Stadium. Hakim Ziyech scored in the last match and has game-changing ability. Only three of the 11 were born in Morocco. Marco Asensio is preferred to inform Alvaro Morata. It's his third start here. Also, Ferran Torres, who also comes back into the team. It's Spain who get us underway. Playing in their change strip, Morocco playing in the red with the green shorts. Hakimi! Oh, it wasn't a bad one.
A decent effort, never quite dipping under the bar.
That's the sort of danger that can accrue when you play like that. Oh, flag goes up anyway. Flag goes up, wouldn't have counted.
He's taken a few risks, hasn't he? Poor pass and it's well intercepted, but he's well offside. Ferran Torres showed a lot of composure actually.
What?
To pick out Gavi.
Chance for a shot here. Didn't quite fall to En-Nesyri. Mazraoui caught it well.
It was a sweet hit. Just gave the striker a little sniff.
Saïss is up for it. Hakimi sends the ball across. Important header. Only half cleared. Boufal looks to tee it up. Sofiane Boufal, and it's over the top of the bar.
This is a decent ball in, well defended by Busquets. When Boufal picks the ball up, you're never quite sure. You're thinking he's going to come and onto his right foot and have a shot himself.
Busquets looks to provide another one here as Dani Olmo sends it to Asensio. Force wider than he would have liked. Olmo lets it run. And Mazraoui is there to clear for Morocco. And that was the last action of the first half. All to play for in the second half in a cauldron-like atmosphere. At the break, Morocco 0, Spain 0. It's with Dani Olmo who blasted it.
That was a great hit from Olmo. And it's a save you'd expect him to make straight at him. But it came at him quickly.
One goal either way might be enough here. Ashraf Hakimi sent it into the box. Hazel Zouli sent it back across. And the shot on the turn had no power. What a welcome to the game that nearly was for Shadira with his first touch.
It's just a warning sign for Spain as well.
Back by Rodri to Unai Simón, who almost showed too much of that there to Hazel Zouli.
Both goalkeepers have had some nervy moments. Heavy touch. He gets away with another one.
Oh, it was so close to a ricochet there. To survive before the final whistle and extra time as Dani Olmo sent it into the box. Almost goes all the way. Bono sends the ball behind for a corner.
Aim towards the goalkeeper. Any sort of a touch and he's in real, real difficulty.
Spain looking to get it done as Laporte goes for the header. Cleared away by Saïss. Little look at the watch from the referee. We've had 5 minutes of added time. That will do it. A really intense struggle, Laporte with that header. And Roman Saïss flicking the ball away from danger. That was the last action of the 90 minutes. Tense, competitive minutes of football at the Education City Stadium. It's finished Morocco 0. Spain 0, 30 minutes to come. Rolling it through. Well, it's Shadira. In on goal. Great challenge there, but the flag goes up anyway.
Sofiane Amrabat has been absolutely superb all game. He just talked about the forced turnovers, but in possession as well. He's got the quality. He's just took too long.
Just looking for that one moment of magic. Unaher looks to be the man that provides it. Shadira! Good save by Simón. That was the sort of moment Morocco are looking for. Unai Simón hasn't had much to do, but he was required there.
Just as I was saying, Spain have looked the most likely to break the deadlock the longer the game's gone on.
Rapalini from Argentina needs eyes in the back of his head here. In it comes from Soler again. Bono committed, made sure he got there. Llorente sent it in, it's cleared away. Once again, it was Sabiri who cleared. Morata, the player on the ground.
It's another block. They're so quick to race out and make the challenge.
That was the last passage of play in the first period of extra time. But at the break, in extra time, Morocco 0, Spain 0. Pedri's got it. That could spell trouble for Morocco. Soler. Great play by Amrabat. Sensational play from him once again. Ezzelzouli pokes it forward. It's Shedira. Roared on by the crowd. Well, it's Shedira. Into the box he goes. Just gets away from him at the vital moment. What a roar inside this stadium as he bulldozed his way into the box. Sarabia's delivery. Little flicked header on. Oh, I wondered then whether that was going to end up in the back.
It could have gone anywhere.
Oh, we're looking there at the most relieved man in Doha. The ball comes in. Another far post. Oh, it's just, I think it skimmed the post from Sarabia. Wins it with virtually the last kick of extra time.
Inches away from a winner so late on in the game. It would have been touch and go for offside. But how close is he to winning it for Spain?
He's agonisingly close. And that was the last kick of the match. Morocco survive. And they make it to penalty kicks against the 2010 World Cup winners. Penalty number one. And it's in. Cool as a cucumber. Beautifully dispatched. It's Sarabia.
We've seen previously how difficult it is for substitutes to come on so late in the game and then take a penalty. Not fully up to speed of the game, hardly out of touch.
Against Unai Simon. It's saved. Simon makes a stop.
Another late sub. Not able to find the back of the net. Experience. He was watching the goalkeeper to see which way he's going to go, but Bono's equal to it.
Morocco with the chance to win it and go through. Hakimi gets it done! Oh, what a moment for Morocco! Ashraf Hakimi! Morocco into the quarterfinals for the first time ever! Morocco are into the quarterfinals of the World Cup. Spain, the winners in 2010, are out. Final score at Education City, which is a sea of colour and noise and contrasting emotions. 0-0 after extra time. Morocco on penalties, 3-0.